So I'm going to start off with some questions. So next week, my second kid takes their driving test, turns 16, is going to be on the road. And my mom, who is a former kind of family law, did a little criminal and then was a judge, she told me when I was a kid, if the cop pulls you over, don't let him search your car. And she did that with my brother, too. And we listened to her. Now, sometimes the cops were mad at us about it, but it worked. And then I was telling this to my daughter, and I was like, so if they ask you, like, why can't you search my car, say, because you don't have probable cause. So, but let me ask the criminal lawyer, if you're pulled over for a routine traffic stop and the cop asks to search your car, what do you do?
I always tell my clients to blame me. So they can say, like, for instance, I had a client call me. Now, I don't know why I answered. It was about 2 a.m. But he said, he told these cops, you know, listen, I tell them, you got to be respectful. But, you know, I respect what you're doing and your job. But my lawyer would be very upset with me if I don't exercise my right to refuse to consent to this search. And, you know, put it on me. I understand that in that situation, there's a lot of pressure in, like, all law aside, I mean, it does, I can understand why you think it makes you look guilty. But, you know, the truth is, you know, if there's nothing in your car, you shouldn't make a habit out of letting them search your car for no reason. They'll be going through your belongings. You'll be on the side of the road for forever. If they ask you to search their car, usually they don't have probable cause. Sometimes it might be iffy, but a simple consent search might just make it easy for them. But yeah, it's just never a good idea to be in the habit of doing that.
What if they threaten and say, listen, if you don't let me search now, I'm going to go get a warrant. We're going to impound your car. We're going to blah, blah, blah.
You know, that's typically the kind of tactics they might use in that scenario. However, I mean, for instance, let's say they pulled you over and there's marijuana smoke coming out the windows. They have their probable cause. If they don't have probable cause, you know, they might have to threaten you like that and feel like they've got to do something along those lines to get to do what they want to do. But there's a reason why they're not already searching your car. And that's because they don't have it.
And you know, you may have friends in your car or something, although you may not have any weed on you or whatever. One of your friends might or something.
Right. And you know what? You can bet if, you know, you might think they're a good friend, but if they have a stolen firearm or something in the car and all of a sudden, you know, it's found and they're not owning up to it, you know, that can really put you in harm's way. You know,
I'd like to think shoving it under the seat or something.
Right. My clients, my younger clients, they constantly have other people in their car, and that's usually, you know, they think they know them well, but all of a sudden, you know, there's some drugs or there's a pistol in there. And all of a sudden my client says, oh yeah, my friend, all of a sudden he's acting like he's throwing me under the bus. That's what people do when they have that stuff on the line. They have quite a bit to lose.